We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Resh Ayin Bet in the Zeligman edition. What page is it by you?
This is Resh Resh.
Page Resh.
Double Resh. Oh, wait, no. Resh.
Dalid.
Sorry.
Page Resh Dalid in the standard editions. The Chafetz Chaim was discussing the importance of paying back a loan. Until now, we were discussing the importance of giving a loan, the importance of being a giving person. Now, the Chafetz Chaim is discussing the flip side of it. And the Chafetz Chaim stresses, he says, if it's a Talmud Chacham, then his sin is even more weighty because he's desecrating Hashem's name. The Talmud tells us, you want to know what's an example of a desecration of Hashem's name? If someone takes on credit and he doesn't pay right away. So then people look at him and say, hey, how come the rabbi isn't paying? And it says in the Codex in Choshen Mishpat, ואיתה בחושן משפט סימן צד איזיין סעיף דלת, אסור ללווה לקחת הלווה ולהוציאה שלו לצורך ולעבדה, עד שלא ימצא מלווה ממה לגבות חובו. It is prohibited for a person to take a loan and spend the loan unnecessarily and squander it to the point where the lender won't find where to collect from. Meaning, if you buy a piece of property, so hopefully you'll have where to collect from. But to just take a loan and then spend it when you know you don't have where to pay it back from, the mosekin nikra rasha. And one who does this, the Shulchan Aruch over there says, is called a wicked person because he's duping the other person. V'chol sheken heiche sheyesh lo v'eino rotzel shalem. And even more so, if you have the money to pay back, but a person doesn't want to pay back, how great is the sin because of that? So when it comes to paying back a loan, he just quoted to us from the Codex, from the Shulchan Aruch, that a person gets the halachic name of a rasha if he takes a loan and he squanders it and then doesn't pay it back when he should be paying it back. And now we'll go down to the footnote. He quotes from the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, Ayen besma v'taz sham, shebeirut enyan itiv. The commentaries, Sma and Taz, they explain this whole concept. And if we want to summarize what they say, we derive from them that kol shenotel mamon mechavro al eze esek, anyone who takes money to invest in a business, yizeher shelo shenot mamon letzochei atzmo. So if you got a loan to invest in a business, you're not allowed to take it for your own personal need. He didn't give it to you for your personal need. Very often when people take loans, they take larger loans than they need, and then they go out on a vacation, they do other stuff with it. But that wasn't the intent of the loan. If afterwards you're not going to be able to pay that back, that's not fair. He didn't lend you for that. And unfortunately, he says, there are people who feel other people's money is free. Other people worked and toiled and they really sweated to make that money, but then you have people who feel like there's nothing wrong if I borrowed money and I never intend to return it. And unfortunately, this is very common. Most gemachs, you have lending gemachs, where the point is to get a loan interest-free, and most of them end up closing down. Because there are many people out there who will take a loan of money that you really need, money that you worked hard, and they don't feel any obligation to pay it back. Sometimes when people take a loan and don't pay it back, it could actually cost a life. Sometimes taking a loan and not paying it back could destroy a person's whole parnasa. The guy was counting on having that, and sometimes the difference between having the money and not having the money could be the difference between whether a business can weather a storm or not. I was talking to a businessman once. He told me he had a property in Brooklyn that he bought for $1.5 million, and he wanted to build on it, and he would have made tens of millions of dollars, but the environmentalist got on his case. So he met with the mayor, and the mayor told him, I'd love to give you authorization to do it, but I can't. Right now, the environmentalists are making such a hullabaloo, I can't get away with it now. It'll cost me too much. I'd love to help you, but right now I can't. And he had a lot of investors invested in him, and he couldn't hold them off longer. And he, because he didn't have that breathing space of another year or two to be able to build, he had to sell at a tremendous loss. He lost his whole business to pay back all the people he took loans from. 2 years later, they were able to build on that lot, and the person who bought it from him really made $50 million. He said to me, $50 million down the tubes, because I couldn't wait those 2 years till the hullabaloo from the environmentalists would die down. Wow. 2 years, and he said his whole business went bankrupt. He lost everything because he had taken loans because people knew it was logical. It made sense. No one anticipated that. So sometimes when a person gives a loan and they need the money back and you're not giving the money back, that could cause a business to crash. Sometimes that missing cash flow can be the difference between a business surviving or collapsing. And about such people who suffer such a loss because they did a nice thing, they gave a loan and they didn't get it back, and then their business collapses from that, you can quote the verse as Ecclesiastes said, I see the tear of those who were cheated, and who could comfort them? No one can comfort them. The people who have wronged them have the strength. They don't have the strength to overcome them, and who could comfort them?
In your example you just gave, in your story, he did pay the loan.
He paid the loan back.
He couldn't buy more time because it didn't look like this would ever be approved, I guess.
Right? Yeah. The lenders right. weren't going to wait. He right. paid the loan back. But I'm saying, imagine in such a scenario, if someone owed him that money,
sure.
and he could have weathered that storm. I just brought it as an example that a business sometimes collapses.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to have faith, you know, otherwise you eat yourself away with that.
ואנשים אלה חומסים, ליבם בריא להם כאולם, שיושבים בהכלם בכבודם ומתענגים על דמי חבריהם דמים ממש. And you find these people, they're so unfair, but they feel so confident and happy, they could sit and honor and enjoy life, and they're living off of their brothers' damim. Now, damim has dual meaning. Damim could mean money, and damim could mean blood. So he says they're living off of their brothers' damim, and then he writes in parentheses, damim ממש. They're literally living off of someone else's blood. And they don't realize that it's going to catch up with them. As the verse says, God says, when one person destroys someone else, God comes back to destroy him too. God should save us from such thoughts, from their thoughts and that attitude, that approach. And this is really something which is really problematic, and it exists. It's rampant. I'm coming to you tonight off of a conversation, mamash, 10 minutes ago, I was walking into the building after a conversation where a friend of mine, his son is doing this right now. His son came to me twice for loans, and the first two times, you know, his father's a good friend of mine. I figured, okay, the kid needs a loan. It wasn't a big deal, and I gave it to him. But then by the third time, I realized, hey, he never thought to pay me back the first two. Something's wrong here. The kid is growing up with the wrong approach. So I was on the phone, mamash. I walked into class off of a conversation on this point itself. How do we help the kid? He has to realize that's not right for his sake. For me, what do I care? You know, he borrowed 10 shekel this time, 10 shekel that time. I'd give him his father as a gift, 100 shekel. You know, as I owe his father much more than those 10 shekels. But I'm not doing the kid a favor. So how do you help the kid outgrow it? There are people who begin such a habit, and then it ends up being a problem their whole lives. They live off of loans, and they don't think they have to pay it back, or eventually I'll get it, or maybe one day I'll win the lottery. Who knows? You know, I have problems. And there are a lot of people who have this problem. So this is where the Chafetz Chaim says, we have to know the great obligation to pay back, and how severe it is when a person takes a loan and does not intend on paying it back.
If they can't.
So then they have to figure out what they can do. Meaning they speak to the lender. There are situations where a person took a loan and couldn't pay it back. So then you try to figure something out.
A couple banks in America in 2008 that went completely bankrupt. You know.
Right, but I think that my experience is that when a person is fair, when a person wants to work something out, so then the lenders are also interested in working something out. And there are organizations that will help a person. There are lawyers that will help a person. There are organizations from the government that will help a person. If a person really wants to be fair, you know, I took a loan, I owe the money, and I can't pay it right now, so let's work something out. So then a person can work something out. The problem is that people move to Texas where the creditors aren't allowed to collect.
Big gray areas, unfortunately, where you say what's morally right, what's legally right.
Right.
Laws and credit card companies that almost semi-coerce you into.
Sure.
Buy it for $200, a $10,000 debt, they'll buy it for $200 and try to collect $3,000.
Right.
That's the way it's crazy to say. That performs a service. Because otherwise you get nothing. You buy something on the dollar. That's extreme, but it's the side of capitalism that's harsh.
I think you're right. There are loan sharks. There are situations where people are tricked into deals that they don't realize what they're being tricked into. And that's why when a person has a specific question, they should go to their local Orthodox rabbi and figure out what happened and what's the ethically, morally, halachically correct way to proceed. You're right. There are scenarios where there's room to discuss whether a person has to has to work that system.
What about like Julie, the 7 year? I mean, I can bring that up, but you know, 7 years, he goes free. You know, and,
right. So we have to know the details of how that works. It's not so simple.
I often thought it's related. I tell you, it's not on topic, but it's not in the Jewish.